Hello and welcome to our second meditation, the cutting cords meditation. Before we get started, I would like to read a quote by Brené Brown about her book, Braving the Wilderness. True belonging requires us to believe in and belong to ourselves so fully that we can find sacredness in both being a part of something and standing alone when necessary. In a culture that's rife with perfectionism and pleasing, and with the erosion of civility, it's easy to stay quiet, hide in our ideological bunkers, and fit in rather than show up as our true selves and brave the wilderness of uncertainty and criticism. The wilderness is an untamed, unpredictable place of solitude and searching. It is a place as dangerous as it is breathtaking, a place as sought after as it is feared, but it turns out to be the place of true belonging, and it's the bravest and most sacred place where you will ever stand. I believe that the soul sanctuary is very similar to this place and gives us the courage to be double-minded instead of double-binded. Double-binded meaning either we belong and are untrue to ourselves, or we are true to ourselves and we don't belong. There's got to be more options than that. It is terrifying, however, as social beings to risk not belonging, especially when we also carry old trauma that confuses us and prevents us from seeing ourselves often as adults who can no longer be abandoned. We are now in charge and able to take care of ourselves and navigate, go where we do belong, and really see the options that are available. We tend to relive the old traumas and try to convince others who remind us of parents or authority that we are worthy, and we want them to approve of us and accept us. Of course, this is exactly where we keep getting stuck and don't exercise our power. So a double-minded practice means using more of our inner fire, our inner wisdom, our true genius, accessed through the soul sanctuary, to not only connect and stand in our power, but also to validate ourselves that our feelings, the feelings when we are our true selves and have objections against so many things that are awry in society, are valid. They're coming from a place of wisdom that knows what we truly, truly deserve, what a perfect mother, like Mother Earth, would provide and take care of, the safety, the nourishment, the unconditioning, unwavering positive regard and presence. We know that, and we are often forever trapped in this dissatisfaction of not getting it from our human mothers and caregivers, and turning this dissatisfaction around, thinking there's something wrong with us. There's a better way. It is possible for us to validate our truth and validate what we truly know we deserve and are continuously striving towards, without falling into anxiety, depression, self-blame, shame, despair, when it's not happening. And that pain and dissatisfaction will be where we're headed, where we need to go in terms of trailblazing a path for humanity. So This is just a quick reframe of what we're going to be doing with this cutting cords meditation. So enter your heart center, enter your soul sanctuary like we did before. Find your center, front, back, left, right, above, below. Lean against your tree once again. Lean your head against the trunk. Open up your crown. Feel yourself connected to the above, to the upper part of the tree. Aligned with your arms, your fingertips, your crown of your head. Feel yourself absorbing all that light and energy and wisdom coming from above. And then similarly, drop into your legs, your feet, and feel your grounding cord, the roots below your feet. Reach downward without any inhibitions and absorbing the minerals, elements, plants, animals, ancestors, and all who've walked the earth and have enriched the earth. Feel all that energy and nourishment feeding your body. And what we're going to do to enhance your sense of safety, the sense of nature, Mother Earth having your back or holding you completely, is by imagining your entire sanctuary into the womb of Mother Earth, and that there is an umbilical cord connecting your sanctuary and energy and what's floating and circulating inside of that. All of that is being nourished and regulated and detoxed by a greater force, this Mother Earth energy, this Gaia energy. And just notice all that does not belong in there, all that's misaligned, all that was stuck, all that was numb or frozen, paralyzed, dark, stagnant. Just feel Mother Earth sucking all of that out of you and replacing it, nourishing it with fresh, new energy, rich and soothing energy that helps you heal, that helps you rejuvenate all parts of yourself that have been neglected. And just feel yourself almost like an organ being separate but held within the whole, needing to take care of your own boundaries, making sure that there are no leaks, no holes, no cracks, no permeable walls, because that would immediately result in disease and inflammation and pain. But at the same time, there's enough of an interconnected relationship. There is a part that is permeable, allowing for communication and connection. And you are also functioning as a whole. If the whole is sick, you also get sick. If you get sick, you make the whole sick. So you recognize this, but there is no bypassing or transcending or neglecting yourself because you are taking on a double load and caring for others who you believe needed more than you. The same with the body. The body would maybe sometimes do that and work twice as hard for a part that's not working, but that's not sustainable. That just happens temporarily. And we need to reharmonize ourselves as quickly as possible and then recoup. So just notice how Mother Earth and you being in that womb gives you permission to take care of yourself as optimally as you can for the whole. And then now look at relationships where you have more of a codependent relationship, and also where there is a lot of imbalance. The dynamic between the two of you is more orange and red than green. And notice the cord in between the two of you, also like an umbilical cord or life energy cord. And this could be between you and a child, young or even adult. Could be between a partner and you, a parent, a best friend, co-worker, a boss, a group of people, an institution. And just notice what may have caused you to fear disconnecting and setting a boundary with this individual or group. And often how more problematic this is when they're imbalanced, meaning you see a bit of that orange and red, and they might punish you or shame you, or there might be a risk of very negative repercussions. There might be violence, there might be threats, there might be job loss, there might be demotions, layoffs. All kinds of things do happen when we set boundaries. So this double-minded practice, where we're not stuck in the double bind and having to choose between ourselves and to belong, allows us to choose fully for ourselves, but doing this undercover first on the energetic level, so we can fully experience our wholeness, know where we begin and end, know what we deserve, honor our feelings and the ways in which they communicate with us, letting us know what is awry about this relationship, cutting the cords so that we become even more clear what we're feeling, what we're afraid of, what we think they'll do, and then strategize how we will do this out in the open in a more transparent way with them. Don't get confused that you're being inauthentic or manipulative or lying by not being transparent about everything that you're doing. You're most likely a consciousness pioneer. We tend to have a lot of feelings and pick up a lot of subtle nuance that other people aren't. And it confuses us because we feel let down and we maintain in a often submissive relationship to them, thinking they have the authority and they should be the leader, while all our feelings and all that we're not happy about and dissatisfied about is really telling us that we might have much more clarity of how to be aligned and in balance and in good relationship with each other or whatever it might be. So this is quite confusing. But cutting the cords allows you to be separate, allows you to gather the data and read emotions, your emotions, much better. Also read how other things, trauma, blocks, belief systems, so on and so forth, could be blocking the clarity of the person you're trying to get through. And for that reason, they cannot lead or set the terms of this dynamic. And you might need to make choices without getting approval or agreement from this particular person, how you will proceed and how the relationship will go. You will need to take the lead. So cutting the cords energetically will allow you to fall back on yourself, take care of yourself, not feel completely alienated by knowing that you're held within something much larger than yourself, not just nature, but Mother Nature, meaning there's a relational aspect, there's almost a human relational aspect that we are integrating in our feelings to inform and educate us how optimal human relationships should go. And we are masters in translating that. We are masters in feeling that. It's just that we ended up with a lot of shame, self-blame, confusion, because those around us who felt threatened by this, or we're not as good at feeling or picking up all these subtle energies, felt very threatened that we could see in their shadows. So it's important to reframe all of that. And one by one, cut the cords. You can start with the safest, the least threatening one, and just see how that feels when you are completely taken care of, provided for energetically. That doesn't mean physically. Yes, we all still get sick. We all still end up dying. We all still end up feeling pain. That does not determine balance or harmony or alignment. So being in alignment transcends that kind of good, bad, life, death, pleasure, pain. And at the same time, it also is not looking for it or ignoring it. We're honoring it and we're using it to remain in balance. And sometimes those choices include disappointment, include pain, include death, include other things. So it's really important for us to trust our heart compass in navigating these energies and knowing what feels aligned and what doesn't, and not get deceived by pain and pleasure, good, bad, success, failure, and what we are comfortable with and not comfortable with. So knowing that whoever you're setting limits with has the capacity, the responsibility to also operate from that fashion or from that mindset. And the more you intervene and the more you stay in a codependent relationship with them, the less interested they're going to be to grow in that regard. So take your time. Do this as often as you need to. Know that this is difficult. It can trigger a lot of feelings, a lot of old trauma. Know that this is a journey. It's not a quick fix. But in really feeling where you're at and taking it one step at a time, providing you yourself with the support you need to move in the right direction, is going to feel very empowering and is going to naturally reinforce you to keep going. Now let's sit with your tree once again. Allow all of these shifts to take deep root into your consciousness. Slowly retrace your steps. Come back into the room that you're in. And when you're fully back in the room, in the here and now, open your eyes when you're ready.